Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this July 28th, 2025, every host, James, here. We're joined right now by Miss Czechoslovakia's own Maya Hernandez. Maya, good to have you with us.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
appreciate you being here with us, Maya. And first off, right out the gate, want to say congratulations. This is awesome. I can't wait to talk more about this festival and this pageant with you. How has your summer been?
My summer's been really good. I'm getting ready to go to college soon here. I had just recently taken a trip to Spain as well for a week. So I've been a little bit busy since being crowned. I've been able to make it to some events, so I'm really glad.
That's kind of wild, actually. I don't know that much about Spain. I've been doing a little more homework recently and everything. It's just beautiful over there. I feel like there's so much I missed out that I haven't read about before. It's nice.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone should go.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah. We could talk for hours about that, I'm sure. But let's go ahead and focus in, because not only do we have you here with us to talk about this, but I think we have an opportunity to talk about something that maybe not everybody knows about. Now, you've joined us before. We've talked about other pageants that are certainly popular in our area and that. But let's dive into this one first. And real quick, the Miss Czechoslovakia U.S. pageant. So I mentioned that, or we've talked about this, and I think other people have noticed that this is a festival and a pageant. So this is a fun festival. Let's talk on that real quick, the festival. Where does it take place, and when is it going on?
The festival takes place in Phillips, Wisconsin, June 21st through the 22nd of this year. That's when the dates were this year.
Yeah.
And it's a two-day event, and there's vendors and food, kolache eating contests going on.
Oh, cool.
We have live music during the day when the pageant isn't going on, and we have dancers as well that perform for the audience in front of us. And
a real celebration of the cultures, really, really embracing, really a chance to kind of bring awareness and attention along with information and knowledge. And just, it looks like so much fun. I'm just over the weekend with doing a little homework for the interview and watching some of the pageantry and some of the cool stuff that's a part of this. It looks like a blast.
Yeah, it really is. And everyone, they always say, because it takes place in Phillips, Wisconsin, which is a pretty small town, they say. During that weekend, everyone is Czech and Slovak.
Yes,
because everybody celebrates the Czech and Slovak heritage, because that's what we're there for, whether it's through dancing, the singing, or eating the food.
Yes, yes. I do never want to skip past the food. Great
never.
Food. And this is something, too, where everybody, if you weren't able to attend this year's, I say make plans for next year. Now is a perfect time to start doing that and making those plans and be a part of this event. While the event itself is such a fun, good time, I also wanted to touch on the pageant, of course, which you were just recently crowned. Would you mind if we rewind a little bit first? How did you hear about this? How did you become a part of it?
So how I heard about this pageant is, ever since I was a little girl, I was competing in the Little Sister program, which is now the Little Sibling program. And I would go up there every year, and I would be paired with an older sister, which would be me now. Mm-hmm. And I would go out there, have fun, just kind of tag along with my older sister all day. So I was doing that for a few years. So that is the Little Siblings program. And then from ages 13 to 17, there is the Queen's Royal Court. I was never part of the Queen's Royal Court. But now that I was 17, because last year I was Miss Czechoslovak Wisconsin State Princess, First Princess. I had the opportunity to choose between whether being on the court or being a contestant. So I chose contestant, and that's when I was crowned princess at 17. And now coming back here, I tried out again, and now I am queen, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah. And again, congratulations to you on it. And thank you for breaking that down for us. So as far as the competition goes, how did that feel? How did that go? What is involved in that?
It was great. There are four phases of competition. There's a 10-minute private interview with the judges, and then you have Croy modeling, and then you have three onstage questions. They are mostly altered to you, because they do look at your application, and you will pull from a fishbowl, and they'll read it out to you, and then you answer the question.
Wow, that seems a little different than normally noble pageants. Wow, interesting.
Because what we wear is called croy. So the croy has to be altered to you in the country that your region comes from. So I come from the Trenčín region of Czechoslovakia or Czech Republic and
Slovakia. Sure. Yeah.
And they asked me, like, maybe where did I get my Croix, or what does the Croix mean to you? Have you done anything to alter the Croix in your own way? Mm. Different questions along the lines. It can be almost anything. So that's one of the bigger questions, because they want to know, like, what do you know about your culture and your heritage?
Yeah, you know, I think especially, and I've brought this up even with you before, but especially with our local pageants and stuff, as somebody growing up, I didn't know, you know, anything really about pageants or that much. And I think, like a lot of people out there, I assumed, you know, that, well, it comes down to this or it comes down to that when it comes to these things or something. And each one of them are certainly different. But when it comes to, like, the promoting of young people or their helping of young people and stuff, that's a consistent thing throughout pageants. And it's really cool to hear that about this one in particular, where even if you've done your homework, chances are you're listening to another contestant. You might learn something about a different region or a different part of the culture, which is kind of a great way of teaching without teaching, you know, and really sharing of information without overly sharing it or something. That part is really cool. I love the questionnaire part of this. You're probably even used to the one question.
Yes.
And prepping for that. Was it more stressful or more fun that way?
I will be 100% honest. It is a little more stressful because we have one Croix question. We have one question that's altered from our application that we bring to them. And then the last question is a history question about the Czech Republic and Slovakia. So one of the questions would be,
man,
when did the Velvet divorce happen?
Right. Wow.
And I have to memorize. They do help us in the beginning. Our pageant director, she helps us with the questions, saying, like, these are the questions that probably will be asked and that you should probably study. So
thankful for that.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of them. They appreciate all the help with those.
Yes.
Really cool. So with all of that said, I imagine, you know, there are plenty of things that you might have known just growing up and learning from your family and stuff, but doing some homework and some of that, did you enjoy that part of it? Enjoy the learning part of this?
I really did. I made a Quizlet for the questions.
Nice.
So I just mix and match them and played the games, and it was fine. It was great.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And I love situations like this where, and congratulations to you again for winning, and we're really proud of you and really happy for you and rooting for you, but you really can't lose in a situation like this where you come into it with all of that. You're in the camaraderie that you and the contestants have, that's always noteworthy too, making friends and everything. Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, it was great, and I love my little siblings, and with the Queen's Royal Court, I have a girlfriend on there, and we were great. We just hang out all weekend, and I think she's supposed to come down this summer. So it's also about making those friendships as well.
You know, and I know I've brought this up before, and I will end until the end of time. You know, we don't have enough things where we have opportunities for young women, supporting young women, making new friends, having those situations more and more in our society, and giving more an opportunity for that and supporting those kind of things. It's a great time and a great cause for that regard. And certainly the festival is fun. The sharing of culture is a great time, too. There is also the scholarships and how impactful that is. And I'd like to think, no matter who's out there listening or how you feel about pageantry, the scholarship part brings us all together. We all agree on that, and that's a great opportunity not only for young people, but for us as a society to feel like, hey, we're supporting the future here. There's nothing better we can invest in, whether it's our time or our dollars and cents, than the future and pageantries like this that award scholarships. So that part is certainly noteworthy, right?
100%. I got scholarship dollars last year as well. Being first princess, and with the talent, we forgot to talk about the talent. I forgot, but no worries.
I got you going in another direction. I'm sorry.
No worries. I was a singer this year, and I sang "Aja Vaka Devochka," which is a song in Slovak that I sang. So I had won the talent last year, but I also had brought that talent back again this year, and I won the talent portion. So there was a lot of scholarship dollars added on top of that when I did win, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get those opportunities, and a lot of people, maybe they do pageants, but they don't continue with them. Yeah. And I really encourage people or women to continue with those pageants, to get those scholarship dollars. I feel like everyone deserves an education and a right to go to college.
Well said. And appreciate you noting that. And also, incredible pronunciation. Very well done with the accent. Everything right there. Like, I could see why you crowned you. Yeah. I'd have given it to you alone off of that. Since being crowned, what's that been like? What have you been up to?
So I've done a few events this year. I've done a few parades, the Vesper Day parades, the 4th of July parade in Pittsville. I was just over at an event in Milwaukee yesterday at the Croatian Park, and it was like Croatian Park, and there was dancers. Mm-hmm. I just made an appearance. I was there just checking it out, and it was great. Mm-hmm. Again, my parents also set up a vendor down there, so I was just down there all day talking to people, making connections, eating good food. Halushki was great down there. And awesome. I can't wait to go back.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Throughout all of this, too, the audience doesn't even have to be in the room with us. They can tell the energy, the excitement you have, and how much the pride you have in this. And we're really proud of you and proud for you about it. It's been great. Do you have anything coming up we wanted to tease and let the audience know about?
So next week, I am going to Wilbur, Nebraska. I am going to watch Nationals. And cool. Yes, that is where Nationals takes place. Mm-hmm. And right now, our national queen is Trinity Pesco, and she is from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So we are representing twice by the USA Queen and the Bee. So, awesome. And then our queen from last year, Megan, she is going to compete this year to try to win the USA title. So I'm just getting my feet wet and going down there to watch the national pageant to see what to expect next year.
Which is great experience for that, and great chance to take some notes in your head and everything when it comes to that. But also going to be a fun event just to take in and support her. And we are cheering her on as well, Megan, and are rooting for her. And we'll be keeping an eye on that. And you guys will have to come back, let us know how it went and everything. And I have no doubt you're not only going to have a good time, but go on to do great things. I enjoy every time you come in, Maya. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And congratulations again. Good luck with everything. Let us know if you need help moving. Okay, it's a big project sometimes. Yeah. I've moved a lot in my life, but no one knows what it's like. You know.
Very early in the morning at 8 a.m.
Thank you for the time, Maya. We appreciate it.
And thank you.
Congratulations again. And congratulations to all your friends and family and everybody that helped you get here, too. I should mention as well that it takes everybody. So, congrats.
It does. Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR.com.